Wow, what a space.
I get excited. I don't get tired of going through here. I don't get tired of going through here. I just went through here last night with Shantae.
Roxanne Givens and Siobhan Johnson show me in the back door of the Co Mansion on 3rd Avenue, just south of the Minneapolis Convention Center.
We are the beginning of the Avenue of the Arts, which came to fruition under Mayor Sharon Sells Belton. It was a vision of hers. And the Avenue of the Arts includes the Hennepin History Museum, MIA, the Children's Theater, and all the other museums that are in the quadrant. And so now we will be the first.
Not only the first museum in an avenue devoted to the remembrance of history and culture, but the first institution entirely devoted to the history of African Americans in Minnesota.
We fondly refer to it as MAAM, M-A-A-M, the Minnesota African American Museum, and located in the Coe, C-O-E, mansion. Amos B. Coe, who was a real estate developer in the late 1800s here. It's about 8,500 square feet, built in 1884.
And now it's the headquarters and exhibition space for a museum that many would say is long overdue, and even now, not quite there. Givens, her advisory board, and Siobhan Johnson, a Bush Fellow at Howard University assisting Givens, are still raising funds to open the museum by fall of 2011.
And yes, it was purely accidental that I came upon the property, because I've been in real estate development, housing development for many years. I wanted to see the inside of this building, and I had a for sale sign about a year and a half ago. So eventually I called the number and got in, and I walked in, and it was just museum all over the place. It just screamed museum. We are one of only 8 states in the United States that does not have an African American museum or facility dedicated exclusively to the works of
the repository,
right,
of African American history.
And I suppose that speaks volumes. People say, well, geez, there's not a significant African-American population. And so from what we see, there is not, but the history is so rich, and that is the point. The history is so rich, and if you knew, I'm meeting with corporate heads, and are you kidding me? There was an African-American in 1802, or who would have thought, or one of the founders of Edina was, you know, an African-American. Oh, no, are you kidding?
Did you know that the first African American to have their film produced by Hollywood's Gordon Parks from St. Paul? Well, my name is Siobhan L. Johnson. I'm a native of Minnesota and currently a Bush Leadership Fellow working on my master's PhD at Howard University in history with a specialization in the African diaspora and a minor in public history.
There's a park in St. Paul, St. Paul Central. The park that is the stadium at St. Paul Central High School is named after Toni Stone. Toni Stone was an African-American woman who played on the Major League, Negro League baseball team, disguised as a guy, because otherwise she couldn't, you know, play ball. Everybody knew she was a woman, but she was a phenomenal baseball player. The team she was on was called the Clowns. Can you believe that?
I can tell you some other names.
Yeah, and so that was one of the... But anyway, no one knows this. No one knows who she is. No one knows why the park is even named after her. Again, there is no, you know, structure. There are no memorials that are dedicated and devoted to this particular woman so that you can come by and read the history like there are in many other of the parks around. One of our inaugural exhibits is going to be on African-American baseball,
impact across
racial lines,
yes.
And it will be Minnesota, yes, and the Midwest, and it is our hope that we will be collaborating with the Minnesota Twins.
Phenomenal. Some phenomenal individuals right from here. The Frigidaire, the person who created the Frigidaire from Minnesota.
And when you talk about why an African-American museum, you talk about the empowering aspects of education and knowledge.
So much history that we've been very actively a part of, and our young people need to see it.
The Carter G. Woodson quote, go ahead.
Those who have no record of what their forebears have accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from the teaching of biography and history.
We've been hoping to open up in November of 2011. And so people say to me, you know, Roxanne, somebody just said, you know, the Swedish Institute is building an addition. They have been planning and raising dollars for this since 2000. And so they say to me, Roxanne, it's been a year and a half, and you want to? I'm like, yes, I can't accept anything other than opening in November of 2011. I just can't.
This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.